Andy?
Well, yeah, but I, as far as what I can see at the moment, I'm not seeing much in the rain falling in the Salt Lake Valley on the roads. In fact, I-15's returned to the full speed limit. I do see a little bit of slowing out on New Bingham Highway in West Jordan. It seems a little busier there than typical for this time of the day. But again, the roads look dry there. And just a little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway, just a few random intersections, but nothing to worry about, Eric Butler.
300 South in Provo, a little bit busy at University Avenue for the westbound side. And both directions of traffic, 800 North, that's the south end of BYU. That's also a little bit busier than usual. I-15 in Utah County, no problems right now from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. Alicia?
Seeing most of your slowing, southbound I-15 has improved from Layton through Farmington into Bountiful. You're going to still see slow and go, though, southbound I-15 through North Salt Lake and the North Interchange. And then again, this ramp closure still affecting your drive if you're trying to connect from southbound Main Street in North Salt Lake, that's US 89, onto southbound I-15. That connector ramp is closed because of some flooding from overnight rains, and it's going to be slow and go on the Beck Street ramp there that it's forcing you onto. So plan some time. UDOT construction alert. Expect delays on I-15 and Draper this weekend. Southbound I-15 will be reduced to 3 lanes near Bangor Highway from Friday night to Monday morning for pavement work. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.